是母親節，我先祝每一位母親母親節快樂。
Today is Mother's Day. First, I'd like to wish every mother a happy Mother's Day.
母親節是一個很特別的日子，很容易會讓人想起和媽媽一起的片段。
Mother's Day is a special day, and it calls us to remember our mothers.
對於我這個香港的移民來說，帶著孩子離鄉別井，感受特別深。
Thank you. As an immigrant from Hong Kong, leaving behind my hometown, I feel it especially deeply.
不知道你在這個日子又會不會想起你和媽咪相處的一些片段呢？
I wonder whether you'll also recall your memories of your mother.
在今天這個特別的日子，我很想接續著我上一次講到哈蘭美麗的見證，繼續跟大家分享哈蘭的故事。
On this special day, I'd like to continue with my last sermon topic, Hannah's beautiful testimony, and continue to share Hannah's story with you.
Hannah 是撒母耳的妈咪，当她亲身经历耶和华神，她向上帝发出感恩赞美的祷告。
Hannah was Samuel's mother. When she personally experienced God, she prayed a prayer filled with gratitude and praise.
所以我今天 很想跟大家一起看看这篇祷文，求主藉着这篇祷文向我们说话。
Let us read this prayer together and ask our God to speak to us.
有关哈拿结婚之后一直未有小朋友所面对的压力、冤屈，以致她向上帝哭诉，得着上帝的顾念而生育。
Hannah didn't bear any children after she got married, and she felt a lot of pressure and was treated very unjustly. She cried to God, and God granted her a child.
在我上一次跟大家讲到的时候，我已经分享，如果大家想看回相关描述的话，你可以看回《撒母耳记上》第一章。
This is what I shared in my last sermon. If you'd like to revisit this in the Bible, please read 1 Samuel chapter 1.
来到《撒母耳记上》第二章，记载了耶和华神应允哈拿赐他儿子撒母耳之后，哈拿向上帝所献上赞美感恩的祷告。
In chapter 2, God answered Hannah and granted her a son called Samuel. Then Hannah offered a prayer of praise and gratitude.
请读经第一节。
Then Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance.
从哈拿在祷告里面，她四次以我来到表达她对耶和华神亲身的经历，流露出她的心思，从心赞美源自哈拿对上帝亲身的经历。
Hannah's prayer uses the word my four times to express her personal experience of God. It reveals her inner thoughts and how she is able to wholeheartedly praise because of her relationship with God.
我的心因耶和华快乐，哈拿表达紧佢内心嘅喜乐源自耶和华神。
My heart rejoices in the Lord. Here Hannah declares that her inner joy comes from the Lord.
我嘅角因耶和华高举，角咧系有代表力量、能力嘅意思。哈拿表达紧佢嘅力量因耶和华而高举起嚟，系让佢能够胜过人嘅挑战，克服困难。
In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. Here, the horn represents strength and power. And here, Hannah lifts up her power for the Lord, which allows her to overcome any challenges.
我的口向仇敌张开，仇敌并不是说打仗两军对垒的时候那个情况，而是说因为哈拿不能够生育，她遭到当时细婆比利拿她的嘲笑，因为她质疑哈拿和上帝的关系，所以哈拿在这里并不是咒骂曾经攻击她的人，而是表达她因为上帝的拯救而得的夸胜。
My mouth boasts over my enemies. The word enemies doesn't refer to the opposing army in a war, but rather, as a result of being childless, Hannah was ridiculed, and it refers to Hannah questioning her relationship with God. Therefore, Hannah is not cursing her enemies or those who attacked her, but she's actually expressing her triumph through God's rescue.
我因耶和华的救恩欢欣，哈拿是以此去归纳神令到她的心灵、身体、属灵上面都经历主的救恩重新而发的赞美。
For I delight in your deliverance. Hannah attributes her delight to God's grace, which she experienced physically, spiritually, and through her mind as well, and she praises God from the bottom of her heart.
来到第二节, Hannah, 她赞美耶和华神。
In the second verse, Hannah praises God. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God.
圣洁是神其中一个属性，描述着神是那位与罪势不两立，能够与罪共存，从罪里面分别出来的本质。
Holiness is God's attribute. God is incompatible with sin, and he cannot coexist with sin.
哈娜的赞美就是源自她亲身的经历，她由不能够生育去到能够生育，从生命的受苦变为欢欣，从传统家庭观念的压力里面祈求得子，变成仰望生命的主而得生育的指望。
Hannah's praise comes from her personal experience. She went from childlessness to motherhood, from despair to joy, and from praying under a sense of oppression to looking towards the Lord with the hope of bearing children.
咁你就会明白点解当哈娜经历上帝之后，佢会向耶和华神还愿，决心将佢嘅小朋友撒母耳分别出嚟归耶和华为圣。
You will now understand why Hannah fulfilled her vow, and she was determined to give her son Samuel to the Lord.
Hannah 就是以行动去回应上帝，来表明佢嘅决心。
Hannah's response and actions showed her determination.
因为喺哈娜嘅心目中，只有神系信得过、靠得住，以致当佢面对种种嘅困难或者其他人嘅挑战嘅时候，佢并冇动摇对上帝嘅信心。
In her heart, only God is trustworthy and reliable. Even when she suffered and faced challenges, her faith and trust in God were not shaken.
去到第三节，哈娜赞美耶和华。
In the third verse, Hannah praises God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed.
耶和华是大有知识的神，是指道神知道人的心，能够判断人的行为。The
Lord is a God who knows, and this means God knows our hearts and judges our actions.
神是衡量人心的准绳或者是标准，祂以公义判断人的行为。God
is the standard by which we are measured with justice.
所以人应该心存骄傲， 好似第一章哈娜嘲笑哈娜唔能够生育嘅嗰啲人咁样，甚至讲一啲夸口嘅说话或者言语，亦应该谦卑去洞察耶和华神喺人生命里边嘅工作。Therefore,
people should not be proud like those who mocked Hannah's barrenness. We shouldn't speak boastful or arrogant words, and we should be humble and discern the work and wisdom of God in our lives.
从哈娜向耶和华神发出的赞美，我们看到哈娜对上帝的认识不单单只是有客观和头脑上的知识，而是亲身经历耶和华神。Through
Hannah's praises, we can see that Hannah's understanding of God is not an intellectual understanding, but also a personal experience.
各位弟兄姊妹，你认识耶和华神呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you know God?
曾经有不少的少年人跟我说，为什么当时我遇到这些少年人呢？是因为我在我未有小朋友的时候，其实我是主要是牧养青少年人的。他们跟我说，我小时候就回教会了，我又是在基督教学校读书的，听过很多年圣经故事，很熟圣经的。 我听到的时候，我通常都为这班少年人去感恩，因为他们都对神的话语有一定的认识。I've
spoken to many teenagers, and I've come across these teenagers in my time pastoring the youth. And these teenagers would tell me, I've been going to church since I've been young, and I've listened to many Bible stories. I'm very familiar. And when I hear this, I feel very grateful because these youth know God's word.
但当我期待去听听他们怎样去经历上帝，他们又会说，其实我都没什么经历过神，我真的想不到。
But when I actually came to hear about their experience of God, they actually said, actually I haven't experienced God at all.
從佢哋嘅回應咧，我就諗啦，啊，究竟點樣先係真正咁認識上帝，甚至經歷上帝嘅咧？
From their response, I wondered, how do we truly know God?
哈拿嘅經歷同埋禱告俾我哋一啲提示。認識神並唔係只係停留喺頭腦上面，而係以神嘅話語為基礎，親身經歷上帝。經歷神咧當然有主觀嘅成分，但係呢種主觀卻讓我哋感受到上帝嘅真實。
Reading Hannah's prayer and experience, here we can find some hints. Knowing God is not just understanding God in your head, but experiencing God personally as well. Of course, our experience of God is subjective, but this subjectiveness allows us to understand the reality of God.
在第四、第五節。
From verses 4 to 5, those who are full hire themselves out for food, but those who are hungry are hungry no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away.
在禱文裡面，因為耶和華監察人心，令到那些高傲的被降為卑，而那些卑微的倚靠神的卻被提升在神的面前。
In this prayer, God monitors the hearts of people. Those who are proud will be humbled, and those who are humbled will be exalted before God.
所以無論是勇士的弓素來飽足的，還是多有兒女的，當以驕傲的心往來的時候，都降為卑。
Therefore, whether it's the bow of the warrior, those who are full, or those who've had many sons, when these people walk around with a proud heart, they will be humbled.
反而那些跌倒的意思是比起勇士軟弱的人，或者是饥饿的不生育的，只要心存谦卑，在神的面前却升为高。
On the other hand, those who stumble, meaning those who are not strong, those who are hungry, those who are barren, as long as they are humble, God will raise them up.
哈拿的祷告就是源自他亲身的经历。他活在一个男尊女卑的传统社会里面，在家庭的互动里面，妒忌与骄傲掺杂在嘲弄、讽刺和闲言闲语之中，让到哈拿经历羞辱、白眼、被轻看而带来的冤屈与无奈。神呢，他是公义的，他顾念心存谦卑的人，成为他们生命的依靠。
Hannah's prayer comes from her own experience. She lived in a traditional society where men were superior to women. And in the society, different dynamics and gossip made Hannah feel humiliated and she was looked down upon. But our God is righteous. He cares for those who are humble and becomes their support.
既然咧认识神并唔系只系停留喺头脑上面，我哋又点样去洞察上帝喺我哋生命嘅工作，以致我哋亲身经历佢咧
？Since knowing God is more than just knowing God in our head, how do we gain insight to God's work in our lives so we can know Him personally?
让我咧同你分享我经历同埋思考嘅过程。
Let me share with you my experience and thoughts.
小小的时候呢，我妈咪呢好喜欢在家里那里走来走去的。那我呢就会扭我妈咪抱啊。那我就我妈咪就会孭住我在家里走来走去。有时呢我妈咪走到累呢，她就说落来落来落来啦这样。那我不肯的。那我就紧紧地捉住她的膊头，我就不放手的。
When I was young, my mom liked to walk around the house. And I would ask her to hold me and lift me. She would carry me, and even though she was tired and wanted me to get off, I wouldn't let go. I would hold onto her arms tightly.
转眼之间我大概十岁了，我开始同朋友出去玩，咁我哋去玩踩滚轴溜冰啊。
When I was 10, I went out with my friends and we went ice skating.
我就尝试企起身啦，但系咧对脚咧就系不由自主咁样向前碌，向后碌啦。
I tried to stand up, but it was really not in my control. I slid forwards and backwards.
向前碌嘅时候我安心啲啊，因为我睇到前面嘛。但向后碌嘅时候我好惊啊，因为我觉得我系向后跌嘅。
When I slid forward, it's not so bad. I could see what's in front of me. But when I slid backwards, I felt really scared.
咁于是我坐翻低。
So I sat down.
坐咗一阵咧，咁我朋友咧就佢就踩过嚟啦。咁佢就过嚟扶我，就扶我咧去到咧溜冰场里边嗰啲扶手栏杆嗰度。
After a while sitting down, my friend came to me and they dragged me to the handrail of the skating rink.
咁我扶住扶手栏杆咧，就一步一步咁样试下行啦，咁样行下咧，咁我咧就又跌咯，咁我向后跌，咁跌嘅时候会点咧？就捉住扶手栏杆啦。
I held on to the rail, tried to take a few steps, but then I fell. And I, what did I do? I just hung on to the handrail.
嗰刻咧就觉得自己好似咧澳洲啲树熊咁样咧揽实嗰个栏杆咧，跟住就夹硬咧用只手撑翻自己起身啦，好唔容易咁企得翻起身嘅。
I felt like a koala, and I hung on to the handrail with my dear life and tried to stand up.
咁我行下有啲下，行下有啲下咧，但我掌握唔到点样踩。
I took a few steps and fell over and over again, and I couldn't quite get how to skate.
咁我朋友咧就流过嚟啦，咁啊同我讲，你要放手试下自己踩，先有机会识踩噶。
My friends skated over to me and they said to me, "You have to let go and take a step by yourself, and that's how you learn."
我头脑上面明白嘅，但我谂起我扶住个栏杆，我都会跌，我点样样放手咧？
I understood this in my head, but I thought to myself, if I can't even skate while holding onto the handrail, how could I ever let go?
又过咗几年啦，我开始长大啦，我越嚟越紧张咧自己嘅知己朋友。
A few years later, I started to value my friends more and more.
喺同人相处嘅时候咧，我发现我自己思想同身边嘅人唔同，而且咧我谂嘢越嚟越复杂同埋执着。
I realized that my opinions and thoughts were different from others and that they were becoming more complex and I'm quite determined.
大家咧会因为大家有唔同意见啦而争拗啦。我自己咧系一个相对理性嘅人嚟噶，咁咧就喺某一啲观念上面咧，我会认为自己有道理啊，所以咧我会好坚持自己嘅谂法。争拗嘅结果咧，大家系唔舒服噶。
We argued because we had different opinions, and I think I'm a rational person, so if I think that I am right, I will fight for my viewpoint. But in the end, these arguments made everyone uncomfortable.
遇事者咧有好几年啦，我发现咧，即使我尽力，我期望咧，大家有一样嘅想法，动之以情，说之以理咧，我冇办法改变对方嘅想法，甚至嘅结果咧系强差人意，令到大家关系变得越嚟越差。
Later, I realized that even if I tried my best, tried to be like-minded, and tried to appeal to emotions and reasoning, I couldn't change people's views.
原来咧，关系唔用道理去赢翻嚟啊！即使有道理，唔代表能够建立到关系。但系当中嘅失落同埋无奈咧，却系令我不其然谂起我成长里面嘅学习。放手啦，就好似学滚轴溜的咁样样，唔放手系学唔识嘅。
As it turns out, relationships are not based on rational reasoning, and even if we think things through together, our relationships might not flourish. And it reminded me of the lesson of letting go.
莫非放手是人生必经必要学习的功课？
Is letting go a lesson that we all have to learn in life?
但面对着自己所重视、所爱的人，放手谈何容易呢？
But how easy is it to let go when it comes to those that we love?
不知不觉咧，与所重视嘅人咧纠缠咗喺呢种状态好多年啦，甚至咧系经历咗一个阶段咧，就系大家都觉得攰啦，不如放弃呢段关系啦。
I was stuck like this for many years, and it came a time where I felt really tired, and I felt like giving up.
回想翻起呢一啲成长嘅经历咧，当日嘅放手其实并唔系一种选择，而系被动同埋无奈嘅回应。
Looking back, letting go was not really a choice. It was more like a passive and involuntary response.
当人咧系期望凭住自己嘅知识、能力、经验去改变对方嘅想法，甚至维系一段关系。
We use everything that we have and hope to try to change someone's mind, or even just to maintain an ongoing relationship.
其实在多次尝试之后未如理想，只能够适应自己的限制，无可奈何之下放手。
But after so many attempts, we can really only just admit our limitations and have no choice but to let go.
假如某些时候咧冇办法去接受自己的限制，失望而带嚟的放弃，还可能会带一啲嘅愤恨。毕竟爱的心，感觉付出多，愤恨亦都深。
If you can't accept your limitations, you may feel disappointed about letting go, and it can bring resentment. But after all, the deeper that you love, the more resentment that you might feel.
唔知咧，大家喺你嘅成长里边同人相处嘅时候，有冇类似嘅经历或者感受咧？
I wonder whether you've had any similar experiences.
转眼之间呢，我结婚啦。
In the blink of an eye, I was then married.
我行红地毡啊，即系我唔知点听你讲。
I walked down the aisle.
我记得咧，我翘住我爸爸嘅手咧，喺礼堂嘅后面咧，一步一步咁样行到去台前。
I remember holding my father's hand and walking from the back of the hall to the front.
爸爸咧带到我去 Eric 嘅身边，咁啊将我手咧放喺佢手上面，笑住咁讲：交俾你啦，好好照顾我女啊。
My father brought me to Eric, and as he placed my hand in his, he smiled and said, "I'll leave her to you. Take good care of my daughter."
虽然咧爸爸口里面咁样讲，但我好清楚爸爸心底里面唔系真系完全放心。
Although my father had said this, I knew that deep in his heart, he didn't feel at peace.
转眼间呢，我做妈咪啦，上帝调教我心思，我呢个小生命。
In another blink of an eye, I became a mother, and God changed me so I could love this little life.
我好唔容易咧挨过咗最初嗰半年。
It was difficult to make it through the first 6 months.
直至咧佢接近一岁嘅时候，佢开始学爬。
Up until she turned one and started to crawl.
我仲记得有一刻咧，佢原先咧系坐喺我呢度嘅，即系坐喺我呢个位置，即我坐喺度啦，佢坐喺我呢度。跟住咧，佢就向外面爬，一步一步咁样爬走离开我。
One time she was in my arms and then she began to crawl away from me.
到今日咧呢一刻呢个情景啊，我仍然咧好深刻。我嗰刻嘅领会系。我所爱嘅孩子，佢会长大，终有一日佢会独立离开我，我总要放手。
To this day, this moment left a deep impression within me. And what I realized that is that one day my beloved child will grow up and be independent and leave me.
或者另一个说法更加贴切，我会有过去嘅一日，我唔能够陪佢一世。
Or in other words, there will be a day when I will pass and I will not be with her.
但系咧，从我过往成长嘅经验咧，无奈放手似乎唔系我最想嘅，因为咧我仍然系唔放心，就好似当日爸爸将我手交到 Eric 手一样。
From these experiences, I know that I do not wish to helplessly let go because I know I won't feel at peace.
如果系咁讲嘅话，我对我所爱嘅人，我有咩选择咧
？If this is the case, what choice do I have?When dealing with my loved ones.
让我们继续从 Hannah 的祷告可能得到一些启发。
Let us continue to learn from Hannah's prayer and get some guidance.
第六至第十节。
In verses 6 to 10, the Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
在这段祷文里面，哈拿述说了耶和华的能力，他掌管人肉身的生命、属灵的生命、财富、身份与地位，即使从人的角度被人轻看的人，只要在主的面前心存谦卑，都能够得着神的眷顾与保护，设立在主的面前与他同坐，同得荣耀。
Here Hannah recounts the power of the Lord and the Lord controls our lives, our wealth, identity, and status. Even those who are looked down upon by others, so long as they are humble, they can stand before the Lord, and they will receive God's care and protection.
弟兄姊妹，今日咧，我哋能够从经文里边，我哋知道事情嘅来龙去脉。但系对于哈拿，佢只有过去与当时。他没有办法掌握事情的发展，他并不知道他向神祈求的时候，神就给他一个意志。
Brothers and sisters, in this day we have the Bible and the scripture to illuminate us, but it was not so for Hannah. She didn't know that God would grant her prayer for a child.
所以对于将来佢有嘅选择，只系相信与盼望。
Therefore, the only choice she had for the future was to believe and to hope.
佢相信咧，神系嗰位至高至大嘅嗰位，相信神系圣洁、公义而慈爱，看顾人，亦都相信神系人生命嘅依靠。
She believed that God is great, that God is holy and righteous, and loving, and she believed that she was to rely on God.
同时间呢，
at the same time,
佢能够盼望嘅系神按住佢对以色列民族嘅应许施行拯救。
She hoped that God would save them according to His promise to the nation of Israel.
哈拿嘅信心同埋盼望就系建基喺独一而真实嘅神身上，因着信靠佢亲身经历神嘅真实。
Hannah's faith and hope was based on our unique and faithful God.Because of this trust, she experienced God.
弟兄姊妹，你亲身经历过上帝吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you personally experienced God?
上帝是存在的，他并不会因为你相信还是不相信而改变这个事实。
God exists, and this fact will not change whether or not you believe.
那为什么你要信靠神呢？
So why do you need to trust in God?
哈拿祷告给我的启发是信心的交托，因着哈拿对神的信靠，她亲身经历神的真实。
Hannah's prayer inspired me to put my faith and trust in God, and because of her trust in God, Hannah was able to personally experience God.
还记不记得我刚才和大家分享一个很深刻的情景啊？面对着一直手抱的孩子，她长大学爬了，他背着我向我一步一步地爬走，我就明白上帝给我一个功课。
Do you remember the scene that I shared with you earlier? My child leaving my arms and crawling away, and here I learned a lesson from God.
在我和所有的人的关系的建立上面，我并不是选择无奈的放手，不是选择无力的放弃，而是我选择凭信心将生命交托上主。
When it comes to my relationships, I don't need to let go helplessly or give up powerlessly, but I can entrust with faith, with my life to God.
当我咧领会咗呢一个信息嘅时候咧，我仲好记得我当时咧好多次咁样样咧系喊住咁样向上帝去祷告，学习咧点样去将我个女咧。是凭信心地去交托给上帝，因为我知道只有上帝可以一生一世跟他一起，是孩子生命的依靠。
As I began to understand this, I remember that I prayed to God with tears in my eyes, and as I learned to entrust my daughter to God, because I knew that only God will be with her for the rest of her life.
转眼之间，我大女比我所想象的成熟得更快。曾经有一位导师佢咁样同我讲，我以为佢咧系翻紧 MUT 啊，咁我话唔系嘛，我女得十岁啫，但系讲真啊，我感觉上佢真系成熟同长大。
In the blink of an eye, my eldest daughter grew up very quickly. A teacher said to me, "I thought she was in MUT," but I said, "No, she's only 10." I really feel that she is growing up and maturing quickly.
十年后今日咧，上帝俾我学习嘅功课依然系从失望放弃、无奈放手，转变为凭信交托。
10 years later, God is still teaching me the same lesson, from giving up to letting go, and to change to trust in God.
呢个信心转移嘅过程，从相信依靠自己嘅知识、经验同埋能力，转移为信靠上帝，经历佢嘅真实。
This is a process of transferring your faith from trusting and relying on yourself, to change to trust in God.
各位弟兄姊妹，当你决志愿意相信跟从主嗰刻，我哋都喺天路上面一齐走，一齐经历信心转移嘅过程。
Dear brothers and sisters, when you decide to believe and follow the Lord, we are actually all walking the same road together, and we will all experience this process of transferring our faith.
求主帮助我们不单单在头脑上面知道上帝呢是那位慈爱公义的神，而是凭着信靠经历神，亲身去主观经历祂的真实。
May the Lord help us not only to know His love and justice in our heads, but also to trust in Him and know Him personally.
以至我们好像哈拿一样，你唱诗的时候赞美上帝 ，Praise God， 是从心去赞美出来的。
And just like Hannah, with her praise and as with our worship, to praise and worship God from the heart.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
Dear Heavenly Father,We thank you for those who love us and whom we love. Your creation is wonderful. Each person is unique and has their own thoughts and wishes. May you help us learn to love, know and believe that God is the source of wisdom and knowledge, to understand the limitations of people and to establish loving relationships with a humble heart. Help us to understand what belongs to people and what belongs to God.Help us to respect each other without overstepping our boundaries and to faithfully entrust our loved ones to the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.